The first batch of medical students of the University of Cape Coast are being graduated at an induction ceremony in Cape Coast. 42 students are passing out as pioneer students of the school. The current student enrollment is 238, made up of 124 males and 114 females. President Mahama is the guest of honor. Our Central Regional Correspondent Kofi Sichiamapubi reports.
Today's congregation and first oath swearing and induction ceremony of 42 students of the University of Cape Coast Medical School. The occasion was graced by the President John Dramani Mahama, Central Regional Minister, the Chancellor of the school, Sir Sam Jonah, the academia, family and friends of the graduates. The pioneering graduating students were 42. Out of the number, 15 were females and 17 males. In an address, the Dean of the Medical School of Sciences, Professor Amono Kofi, says the University of Cape Coast School of Medical School Sciences is committed to maintaining an academic and clinical environment in which faculty, administration, technical staff, medical personnel, students and other staff work together freely and to further education in research. He was hopeful that the students that they have trained will go a long way, especially to communities, to help to solve health needs of those in the rural communities. The Vice Chancellor, Professor Dominic Kupole, also in his speech said the logistics and commitment needed to establish and maintain quality medical education are enormous. He said the aspect that has intrigued him most has been the strong involvement of the rural communities in the teaching and learning activities of the school. All the speakers at the congregation ceremony advised the students that they should accept postings, especially to the rural communities. But we have been hinted that all the 42 students will be taken in by the Central Regional Hospital for 1 year before they are reposted to other communities. The overall best graduating student was Miss Yvonne Aiki Nate. She swept 12 out of the 20 awards from the University of Cape Coast Medical School.
And that was our correspondent Kofi Sichiamapubi. Meanwhile, President Mahama says government is determined to breach the doctor-patient ratio. This is said when done will better place the country in the global economy and achieve the MDG goals.
For Ghana to compete effectively in the global economy and achieve the MDGs, we must address our doctor-patient ratio. We need doctors who are community-oriented and who understand the health needs of our rural communities. This university's innovative, problem-based, community-oriented medical curriculum has today culminated in the graduation of a cohort of doctors who are well-prepared to deliver quality health care to our people. The reality of the global village we live in means that today's graduates must not only be prepared to meet the demands of our national economy, but also possess the ability to hold their own against other graduates produced in other parts of the world. This understanding informs the government's quest to put people first and invest in people to ensure human resource development.
That was President Mahama at the first graduation ceremony of 42 medical students of the University of Cape Coast Medical School.